woman of faith, your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? Welcome home. Are you tired of trying to figure out your life and trying to control everything in it? Do you wish you could hear and be led by God? Have you had enough already and just want to be a happy human? How about just living with more clarity, energy, and joy? In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop being the high-achieving, self-reliant, accommodating one that has it all together, but not really, and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can live a life of peace, power, and purpose. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. What's good? I'm Juliana Page, daughter of the Most High God, Master Certified Life Coach, 5-time author, prophetic trainer, and minister of God's vibes. After chasing success the world's way, achieving everything I thought I'd wanted, I was still lost in sabotaging my heart's desires. A relationship failure and full-on identity crisis in 2014 brought me finally to my knees. God led me back to His path for my life and asked me to activate other women into the fullness of His power and authority. Years later, I am in awe of His favor and the work I get to do, helping women just like you radically transform their lives from the inside out and guiding them to build spirit-driven success. I will train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life. Get ready, though, to do the deep internal work of excavating trauma, building resilience, and adjusting how you show up to your divine assignments. While you will slay giants and overcome obstacles, you'll really learn to master yourself. Let's confront the status quo together by giving you the time, space, and energy to prioritize yourself and what truly matters most. I'll help you discover faith and transformation you thought was beyond your reach. Translate your highest ambitions into daily results and train you to become a spiritual heavyweight that lifts the world. In no time, you'll be the woman reigning over every adversity, lack, and destructive habit that is limiting you from experiencing the success, wholeness, and victory you are destined to enjoy. Subscribe now to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. You better be focusing on what's good, lovely, noble, and praiseworthy. What's God up to? How's He moving? Put a praise on it. I thought what might be a blessing is to release a prophetic word here for April, which is fun, on the podcast. We send out a monthly newsletter that is full of goodness. So if you do not have these coming to your inbox, that means that you're not a God's Vibes insider, and you can fix that. We don't spam, so that's a great thing to know. And these are private emails. So all you're going to do is you're going to get a monthly newsletter, literally one email full of great stuff that you can star and favorite and keep and just have a good sense of what is going on and what you can get plugged into to support your personal development, journey or your God walk, okay? So for becoming a God's Vibes Insider, all you got to do is go to julianapage.com and accept a free training on the homepage. There's a training on there that is a free audio about maximizing your potential. This is capacity training. This is something that I've been involved in for years at this point, but it's really great because when you stack mastery, you get really great at things over time and you increase your capacity. You increase your capacity to think clearly, to overcome adversity, to move in spite of discomfort and challenges, and to keep moving forward. And you get really strong and really bold. So that's a great potential training for free. Great audio download. I highly recommend going and snagging that. And then bonus to you, you get to be a God's Vibes Insider and get all of the things and the monthly goodness coming to your inbox. All right, so go ahead and do that. julianapage.com. Fill out the form right on the homepage and we'll make sure to send it your way. Now, prophetic encouragement for April. Are you ready? All right, let's do this. April, what I'm really receiving is that it is a month of access and that you have been authorized and approved. You have been approved and authorized, and it's time to arise. We're going to arise in April. What does that mean? We're going to arise from the discouragement and opposition and begin again. God is redeeming time. God is a God that redeems time, right? Those things in your life that you dropped, you let go of, it got too much and then you just let fall away. The mistakes that you've made, the missteps that have happened, right? The hurts, the betrayals. God redeems time. He redeems time. And if you will pick up drop dreams right now, shake off the dust, and courageously begin again with God, you will experience a mighty recompense and restoration. God restores the years the locusts have eaten, right? I love that verse. So if you will pick up dropped dreams, shake off the dust, and courageously begin again with God, you will experience a mighty recompense and restoration. So the encouragement here is to remain steady. Stay steady. What did I tell you at the beginning of the year? Go and see what I said. Remember, you have a plan and a purpose this year, and it's time to check in and make sure your bow is steady for shooting. Like Joseph remained steady and reaped the harvest, remain steady. Don't go off course, but remember what I said at the beginning of the year. Finish what I said and go. So sit and reflect with God. Block time on your calendar. Literally make an appointment to meet with God. Literally. Open up a calendar invitation, subject, meet with God. Put some points in there, schedule it as any other important meeting that you have on your calendar. Sit and reflect. What happened in this last quarter of the year? January, February, March. What has been going on in this first quarter? Okay. What did you set out to do? What were the plans that God laid, right? How did you move? What's been happening? What does God want to do in the second quarter? How do you walk into it? How do you execute it? What do you need to make space for? What do you need to adjust or to refine? Okay, sit and reflect with God. He will give you the plan. He will give you the steps. Your steps are ordered, right? The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And Joseph is a great example of remaining steady and walking in excellence despite and in spite of many, many obstacles, from betrayals, from being imprisoned, from being falsely accused, so many things, right? So you can reference Genesis 49. He served even when he wasn't getting what he wanted, even when he didn't see any reason to remain obedient. He did, and he was entrusted much. And if you will keep going like Joseph did, right, there's something on the other side. Remain steady and remain focused. There's been much opposition, and that has all been to distract and discourage you, but it has to be you deciding to remain steady, deciding to arise in spite of and remaining focused. Don't give in to the spirit of fear. Don't give in to the spirit of fear. Psalms 53:5 says this: fear of not having enough, fear what others will think, fear of things not working, fear of God not showing up, fear of what others will say or do. These are all tactics of the enemy to keep you stuck and unsteady, and these fears keep you from moving forward. Get a higher perspective and flood your mind with truth. Start deliberately focusing on what God is saying. Philippians 4:8, what is good? What is lovely? What is noble? What is praiseworthy? Meditate. Focus on these things. Proverbs 2:6 says, wisdom is a gift from a generous God, and every word he speaks is full of revelation and becomes a fountain of understanding within you. An increased revelation brings increase. So make sure that you are spending time with God and getting his perspective. It is time to scale the mountain. I've given it to you already. It's already yours, but you've got to climb. However, I will send you a bungee cord to help you. Here is my accelerator, the one and only Holy Spirit. He will advance things and move you quicker than you expected. He is my accelerator. What he puts in his hand moves. He is my mover. Listen and go, but remember to maintain this level as you climb. Remember to push higher. Remember to be excellent. It matters. For I am advancing you up the mountain this season. With a bungee cord you go. Because I do not lie when I say it, I've got you. It is a time to prepare to launch your next big thing. This is a strategic time. Get my plans, execute them, and go. Go without distractions or limitations. Go without confusion. Go without chaos. For I am taking you up this thing. You will see with a new view. Your position is changing. You will see off the mountain and on to the next. You are mountain climbers. I am increasing the rate at which you climb and how quickly you jump to the next thing. You don't always need a valley season. Sometimes you can jump from one mountain to the next. Stay strategic. Your enemy is watching, but I am aware. Flee his plans and do not be ensnared by them, for you will jump. So here are four keys to take your mountain, to scale it, okay? Number one, run at it. Run at it. You might be a good starter, but how about a finisher? The Word of God says, better is the end of a thing than a beginning, right? Get a finishing plan, not just a starting plan. Get in the prayer closet to get your next plan. Number two, identify the hard parts. Know that resistance is coming. Know that challenges are coming. Know that, right? Just look at it and put some pace to it. Identify what the mountain is and move at it quickly and strategically. Psalms 18:29 is a great reference for that. Number three, get equipment. Don't try to scale a mountain with your bare hands, right? Don't go up a mountain without water, without, you know, the energy bars and things that you need to make this journey. Sometimes the equipment you get can accelerate you. So invest in what can save you time and efficiency. Sometimes this is coaching. Sometimes this is skill sets. Sometimes this is people. But make sure that you invest in what can save you time and efficiency. Number four, search it out. Search out a matter to get an answer. Proverbs 25:2 and Ecclesiastes 12:9 are great references for this. And sometimes too, we think that Solomon was just granted wisdom, right? He was just given this gift of wisdom. But Solomon did just have a gift and an anointing for wisdom. He sought after it. So what information and wisdom can you seek and add to your life? Sometimes we need wise counsel. Sometimes we need to invest in coaching to close our learning gap, right? To cut off years of our learning curve. That is what's possible when you partner with somebody who's gone ahead of you. There's something that happens in the journey of seeking it out that transforms you. Hosea 4:6 is a great reference too. Things are constantly shifting, but are you constantly adapting? You cannot rely on strategy from an old season. You can't bank on what you did last year, even last quarter, working for you this quarter. You've got to make sure that you are seeking God and getting His plans and strategies for you. Those who will keep their feet planted on the truth and their eyes fixed on God will come out on the other side victorious and even blessed by this testing season. It's time to arise. All right. The declaration of the month, there's a whole declaration that you can get. If you go to julianapage.com/books, we give this out in the God's Vibes Mastermind. We just personally send it to you, but it's a 52 card declaration deck with a scripture on one side and a declaration of that truth on the other side. I personally love picking a card every single day, but you can get that over at julianapage.com. But the declaration of the month. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here it is. I'm empowered by the Spirit of God. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance this April in every good thing you do. In Jesus' name, amen. That's 2 Corinthians 9:8. Come on, come on, come on. And for those of you that have been wondering about the prophetic and getting plugged into our monthly training, we have monthly training, so fun, starting on April 9th. We're going to do a teaching, then we'll do a boot camp and coaching. And we will rotate between coaching and boot camp every week, and then coaching will be every other Friday. So trainings will be Tuesdays, coachings will be Fridays, and we will have 6 live sessions every month. So this will be experiential, interactive, and it will really very much ensure that you get teaching and context, that you get equipping, and that you also get support to process and to work out any questions that you have. Very, very fun. This is something that's been about 2 years in the making. We're bringing 14 years of combined experience to the mix. There's so much wisdom, so much goodness. You're going to want to be a part of this and invite some friends. Applications are open now, so you can click the link in the show notes to apply and complete some enrollment questions, and then excitingly wait for approval to get into the program. So make sure that you fill all of that out before April 9th. There's also time to get into Courage Co. if you've never been a part of Courage Co, www.courageco.org for weekly small groups, prophetic prayer calls, and so much more. That's only just scraping the surface. And then also, you can get coached live on the God's Vibes podcast. There is a form in the show notes called the God's Vibes Hotline. You just fill that out. It is totally free. So if you have a question, if you've got a need, a desire that you want addressed, that is a great place to start, and you can do it totally free, first come, first serve. I hope this message blessed you, and until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.